in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Today is the 10th anniversary of the miracle on the Hudson plane landing in New York City. Captain Sully Sullenberger helped guide a U.S. Airways flight into the Hudson River after a flock of geese disabled the plane's engines moments after it took off from LaGuardia Airport. All 155 people on board survived. The champion Clemson Tigers were treated to an all-American fast food smorgasbord at the White House. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
Send out for about 1,000 hamburgers, Big Macs. So we actually did. We bought 1,000.
President Trump welcomes the national football champions, the Clemson Tigers, to the White House and serves the team fast food. Burgers from McDonald's and Burger King, Domino's Pizza, and fries. Salads also on the table.
Burger King, all America companies. Burger King, Wendy's, and McDonald's. We have Big Macs. We have quarter pounders with cheese. We have everything that I like that you like. And I know no matter what we did, there's nothing you can have that's better than that. Right?
Clemson coach Dabo Swinney also speaking.
Football and the relationships through football created this opportunity, and for that I'm so thankful.
And watch parties for the Tappan Zee Bridge demolition drew big crowds this morning. The old bridge was blown up in a controlled explosion at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And remember, you can catch us anytime online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500. For more information about any of our programs or to join, NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Okay, today's show is all about your skin. That's right. And Dr. Gammon's out. We have a special guest coming in the studio with us, Dr. Ryan Hick, who is a dermatologist. He's also board certified in dermatology and dermopathology. So a real treat in here today. But we're going to cover everything from acne to skin cancer. But I thought before we do, we just kind of talk a little bit about the general assessment of the skin, because there's so much you can tell about somebody just by their skin. So Dr. Anderson, when you guys are examining somebody during, say, an executive physical, like what we do here at Executive Medicine of Texas, and you look at their skin, what are some of the things you're looking at?
So you're looking for changes in the skin, erythema. I mean, one is you can use the skin. I liken it back to, you know, the old veterinarian would come out to check out the horses in the stable, and he'd run his hand down the mane and back of the neck, and he's checking that animal's coat and could tell a lot about the general health of the animal just by looking at their skin, right? I mean, how's their nourishment or nutrition, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So, you know, in general, you're just looking, does it look healthy?
You know? You know, the other thing is like crepey skin. You can tell when somebody's dehydrated, they get crepey skin. We've got Jennifer Marcinelli in the studio with us as well, a holistic nurse. And you worked critical care for a long time.
Yes.
When you were in critical care, was that like one thing that you were always looking at with these people's skin?
Absolutely. You're always looking for what you see and what you don't see.
Right.
And the skin is the outer part of our boundary, and it also is how we want the world to see ourselves.
Right.
So in a critical care patient, when you have changes in the skin, it can be very, very significant.
Yeah. And when people are dehydrated, there's kind of like a called a pinch test.
Yes.
You can pinch your skin. It should automatically just kind of go back out.
Yeah.
But when it takes a little longer, you know, hey, this person needs some fluids. And it doesn't necessarily have to be somebody in critical care. It could be somebody in our office, or it could be somebody that sees our guest who's coming up. Dr. Hick, we'll talk to him about, you know, what the changes in the skin are when you see dehydration. But there's also other things like a pale skin. If you see a patient, Dr. Anderson, and they look a little pale, just their color is a little off. What are you thinking?
That they need to go down and get to the beach and get some sunlight, and they're probably vitamin D deficient, and they're osteoporotic, and you know,
maybe anemic.
They've been, well, not just because they're pale. I mean, you look at their conjunctiva, nail beds, other places, but just because they're pale, I mean, I pick on my dermatology colleagues. They got everybody's so frightened of skin cancer, they're killing them all off with vitamin D
deficiencies.
Right.
That's so true. And then red skin. I mean, we see people, they come in and they've got a red face. A lot of times you can see that a patient has high blood pressure just because they start getting this really red face. It's almost like a red purple, and you can know, hey, this guy looks like his blood pressure's up. We used to say, and Jennifer, I know that you've probably in the nursing field run across this, where you say, gosh, that person's a heart attack waiting to happen. Like, you could see it on their skin. That their color's off.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at them going, something's just not right.
Mm-hmm.
And the skin just tells so much, right?
It does. It does. And to circle back a little bit to the redness, there are other signs when the skin gets reddening, too. Sometimes when you see little breaks in the vessels right up
alcoholism.
Top near the skin, yeah, you can kind of see that, especially on the cheeks,
yep.
Around the area there, kind of gets red. That's a telltale sign that something's up for long-standing, typically not something that's just short-lived.
Right. And this is also, you talked about these little broken vessels in the cheeks and the nose. A lot of times we can tell that someone drinks a lot of alcohol because mm-hmm. they'll have a red nose or they'll have red cheeks. And I know Dr. Gamm, if he was here.
Santa's a drinker?
And he smells like beef and cheese.
I thought that was eggnog.
He has special eggnog.
That was hot chocolate they were leaving for him. He's a boozer, man. No wonder he's so fat.
This is the show. This is the way it goes sometimes. So, you know, then blue. Blue's a very dangerous color. You see people turn a little blue, you know, they've got a little oxygen deprivation. Babies come out, if they're blue, there's an issue. And depending on how blue they are, you know, it could be a sign of they're on their way out.
You know, that actually, I had that actually happen at church.
Yeah.
A person from church, after just visiting, after service, and I noticed his lips were blue.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, can you come over here? Let's just have a little bit of a conversation. And then I'm really glad I did. We had a conversation. He went in to be checked, and he went in, was actually admitted into the ICU and had major surgery. So, yeah, blueness around the lips, things like that. Really pay attention to that. Yeah.
Hallelujah, another life saved through church.
You're in rare form today. I don't know. You haven't been this cocky in a while.
Yeah, oh, we're just getting warmed up.
We're getting warmed up.
Yeah.
We're going to have the balance going on here in a minute.
So
you're rethinking your decision to come today, right? That's so why we put you way away from the door. Guests can't bolt.
So why do you think people get obsessed with their skin? Because we have a lot of people that they may not care about, I don't know, different parts of their body, right? But boy, I tell you what, they start getting...
Because it's a window to the soul because of all the things you just listed.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That you know, you're looking at the person on the outside and it's giving them... So it's giving away clues they may not want to give away, even if it's just their age.
Right.
Right.
Wrinkles.
Oh, I'm so proud of you going holistic on it. I love it.
Window to the soul.
Well, you're exactly right because the integumentary system is actually part of our boundaries and it is actually part of how we want others to perceive us in the world. So... You're right.
I didn't go that far.
Oh, come on. We're going all the way.
No.
We're going in the deep end today, baby.
So the thing about the skin, which I think is kind of crazy, you see all these like wrinkle cream commercials and all this stuff on TV. People will spend more money on their skin than they will on vaccines, on getting to the doctor to get a stress test, on the things that I think are even more important, they're more concerned about a wrinkle. And it just blows me away that they're so concerned about a wrinkle. Yet they'll do like all these things to make themselves age. But as soon as it shows on their face, do they stop doing the things that make them age? No. They go find a quick fix so that they can go ahead and smoke, which we haven't even talked about. You can tell a smoker by a face.
Well, what we're really talking about is selling hope.
Selling hope.
Right? Isn't that how it's done?
Oh, great.
Done?
Now I have two of you in the studio.
You're selling hope that the wrinkle will gain the affection of others or some type of social standing with others?
Yeah, maybe.
Then there you have it. Come on.
No, she's right. I mean.
How come I never get she's right?
Because we like each other a lot.
I mean, we tell them here all the time, you want to get healthy, you know, and it's true. If you... do all the things we do from the inside out.
Yeah.
You know, it shows on the outside,
right?
Even if there's some wrinkles there, you're going to look, you know, more youthful in the way you behave.
Right. That's true. That music means it's time. It's time for Doc Shock. That's the time we find something shocking in the news or we're shocked that it made the news. All right. I can't wait to ask Dr. Hick about this when he's on because this is a really cool study that came out. So biomedical engineering team at McCormick School of Engineering and the professor of neurological surgery at Northwestern Feinberg School of Medicine may have just found the perfect device. And it's smaller than a nail on your thumb and doesn't even take a battery. It's also really thin and it's going to save lives. This little device can measure accurately exposure to all types of light waves, telling you exactly when enough is enough. And it's perfect for babies that go under the bilirubin lights. You probably have somebody out there is listening. They know exactly what I'm talking about. People who tan for seasonal affective disorder. And then also some of us that just don't know when to get out of the sun. This little thing is going to tell us all these things. I'm really excited about it. And I love that it's small. I love that it's easy to use. And it is really like indestructible. That's the other crazy thing. You can put it on your skin and... lots of things can happen and it doesn't, I mean, you can't break it. That's what they say. So it's like a Samsonite of devices.
Now, is it embedded is what I want to
know. No, it goes on top. Is it embedded? Into the government's like in charge of
I'm
it, right?
Just wondering.
Well, would you use it?
No, because it's going to tell me what I already know, that I get too much. So.
You do get
and
too
you're going to do what you want anyway.
Pretty much.
And then you'll be seeing our guest who's coming up, Dr. Hick. All right, if you haven't already done so, go follow us on Facebook, Stay Young Media Group, or on Twitter, at Stay Young Media. Coming up, we've got our special guest, dermatologist Dr. Ryan Hick.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas, and if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
The Staying Young Show, the voice of executive medicine of Texas, is your source for preventative and proactive medicine. Whether you're miles away or right in our backyard, trusting executive medicine of Texas with your health will be one of the best decisions you'll ever make. We specialize in half-day physical examinations, bioidentical hormone replacement, and age management, all in a luxury environment. Patients fly in from across the globe to feel better, healthier, and stronger. Visit emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-3932.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, today's focus is all about your skin, and we're going to cover so many different things. We're going to cover everything from acne to skin cancers to white spots, you name it. We've got a special guest coming in the studio here with us, a board-certified dermatologist and dermatopathologist, Dr. Ryan Hicks. So you're going to want to stay tuned all hour.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
All right, so today's Immortal Minute, we're talking about macular degeneration. So a study out of the Washington University in St. Louis was looking at macular degeneration and identifying aging immune cells, specifically macrophages, and have identified a specific protein called microcorna 150 that could be a target that leads to macular degeneration, or at least allow us to diagnose people that are at higher risk of macular degeneration. So very common, I think it's probably the number one source of blindness in elderly patients is the macular degeneration.
My grandfather had that.
That we may be able to have a test in the future that would pick it up before. I oftentimes tell patients, you know, they go in, they get diagnosed with early macular degeneration, and they'll get a recommendation to start on some vitamins for their eyes, you know, and it's usually higher doses of vitamin A and things like that. But, you know, I tell them, why wait till you're told to start them?
I
mean, we should all be taking, you know, some additional supplements ahead of time to slow that down and protect against it. But, you know,
but you got to be careful with A because you can overdose on A. It's one of the only vitamins you can overdose.
And you have to watch because that is one of the places that if, you know, they're taking their Ocuvites or whatever that the ophthalmologist has recommended, and they're on
MyMulti,
and then they're buying the stuff off QVC that's for healthier skin, right? A lot of vitamin A stuff, preparations, and skin care products that they can get toxic. And so vitamin A is one of the vitamins that there can be toxicities with. So tell patients always list all the supplements you're taking in addition to your medications for your physician every visit. You know, don't leave out
But a lot of times they don't. They'll just say, you know, what their blood pressure medicine or what this is, and they don't even think that, oh, I need to tell my doctor that I'm on this supplement or that supplement. Or
well, one of the things that should be standard practice is someone, even after they list them, should review that medicine list. I mean, we actually have a check mark that says, you know, med list reviewed. And part of that's like, I see you're on this for blood pressure. I see you're on this for your diabetes. Are there any other medications you're taking? No. Any over-the-counter supplements or you know, other things? And so it should be reviewed at each and every visit.
I agree.
Well, that's standard of care. If it's not being reviewed, then...
Well, I'd hate to venture a guess, but I would say probably not happening at every practice. But we've got a special guest in with us, Dr. Ryan Hick. He's actually in the studio. He's board certified in dermatology as well as dermatopathology. And he's a graduate of both BYU and Duke. And Dr. Hick serves as clinical assistant professor of dermatology at the University of Texas Southwestern. So that's UT Southwestern. In addition to diagnosing specimens on a daily basis, he attends dermatology clinic at Parkland Hospital. And for those of you outside of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Parkland is a big hospital there in Dallas. And he served on several committees of the American Society of Dermatopathology. Man, that's a mouthful.
It is.
I got to ask you, Dr. Hick, why did you decide to go down the road of dermatology?
Well, you know, when I went into medical school, I thought I was going to become a cardiologist. But during my classes, during my first year, I noticed that I really enjoyed looking at the patient and seeing something wrong on the skin, something I could see and hopefully treat. So dermatology was perfect for that. I remember a specific patient in my student health clinic I was visiting who had this rash all over their skin. And it's a common rash that young people get called pityriasis rosea. Mm-hmm. But I was just amazed that you could diagnose it and then, you know, tell them what's going to happen just by looking at their skin. I wasn't following a number. I was looking at the real pathology right there on the skin. And same thing goes for dermatopathology. I love looking in the microscope at exactly what was happening, you know, in the tissue.
And so when you went from dermatology to dermatopathology, was it hard to make that now I'm looking at a patient, but I'm looking at them through a microscope rather than I'm putting eyes on them? Or do you make that connection between, hey, this little sample under the microscope belongs to a human on the other end?
Oh, absolutely. Think about that every time, because when you're trained as a dermatologist, you're trained to think about okay, what's happening under the skin at the microscopic level? What are the cells doing and what inflammatory pattern is going on there? What does the tumor look like? What could it look like if it's a skin cancer or something like that? So they blend together very well.
Well, I want to, before we get into cancers and things, I want to cover some basic things like acne. Mm-hmm. Because this is a big problem for a lot of teenagers, but there's still adults sometimes that have acne issues.
Absolutely.
So acne by definition, bacterial infection?
So acne vulgaris is multifactorial. Mm-hmm. Bacteria do play a role, but it involves the hair follicles, and typically hair follicles in areas where you have a lot of oil glands. There are hormonal factors that cause the oil glands to secrete too much of what we call sebum. That's the oily material that comes out of your hair follicles. Bacteria live off of this, and so they can overgrow in those hair follicles. At the same time, there's some occlusion of the hair follicle due to overgrowth of the keratin layer.
It means they basically get plugged up.
They get plugged up, exactly. Right. And as a result, the bacteria can overgrow and cause an inflammatory reaction in the skin that looks like a pimple.
So the cystic acne, the kind that hurts, people mm-hmm. get that, I mean, that's like so painful.
So painful.
Is that because it's plugged up and the bacteria have overgrown underneath and no way to get out?
So basically what happens is the hair follicle gets so plugged up, it ruptures, and then you get an inflammatory reaction to all that bacteria.
Have you ever had one of those?
Oh, yeah.
That is like the most painful thing in the world.
It's terrible.
And some people actually have it, have multiple, and they end up scarring from it.
Yeah, there's a severe form called acne conglobata where they get them all over their face and chest.
Conglobata?
Yeah, we have fancy Greek and Latin terms all over dermatology, right?
So. Did you take – I know you took Russian while you were at BYU too, but did you take
No, no extra foreign language courses.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could like really pass all the bars just taking Latin, right?
Right.
Because you know what everything means. Okay, there's another thing that's often called acne rosacea, but it's a mm-hmm. very different picture. Let's paint that. We've just got a minute or two, but let's paint that, what that looks like.
So you were talking about Santa Claus earlier.
Yeah.
You know,
so he's not a drunk.
He's not a drunk.
He has
rosacea.
Acne rosacea.
Exactly. Exactly. Give him a break, okay?
There's hope. There's hope.
Now, the typical picture you paint for rosacea is someone with a Celtic heritage who has the rosy cheeks. Actually, it's more diverse than that, and we see it in all different skin types, but it is there's different forms. There's what we call erythematotelangiectatic. It's a fancy way of saying the rosy cheek type with dilated blood vessels on the cheeks. There's also a form that looks more like acne vulgaris where you get little pimples mostly on the cheek, sometimes on the chin or around the mouth. And then there's another type called rhinophyma where you get the bulbous nose with enlarged oil glands. So there's different types, and the treatments for those different types vary, so it's important to be able to distinguish that.
Is it safe to say we don't really know all the ways to treat acne rosacea, right?
We're getting better. Mm-hmm. There are some good ways to treat it and get it under control. Certain types like the red cheeks, that's very difficult to eliminate the redness. But there are good cover-ups, like using a green-shaded makeup will often cover up the red in someone with rosacea.
Okay, don't go away. We got to give a shout-out to the military. We love you guys and gals. We know that you listen to the show because we can see the podcast version of the show being downloaded across the globe. But don't go away because when we come back, we're going to talk more about things like melanoma and other skin conditions you want to know about with Dr. Ryan Hick.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
You-
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The confirmation hearing for President Trump's Attorney General nominee, William Barr, has begun on Capitol Hill.
So I want to thank the president for nominating somebody who is worthy of the job.
That's the panel's chairman, Senator Lindsey Graham, opening the hearing. Democrats have been concerned that Barr has made critical remarks about the special counsel's Russia investigation in the past, but he's assuring them he has no intention of interfering with it.
Nothing could be more destructive of our system of government than any toleration of political interference with the enforcement of the law.
An Alabama judge has today overturned an Alabama state law that's prevented Confederate monuments from being removed from public property. Broadway star Carol Channing has died. She was 97. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Looking for the fountain of youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
And we're talking about the skin today. We have Dr. Ryan Hick in the studio with us. He's a dermatologist and a dermatopathologist. So, man, if you ever want to know about something with the skin, we brought in the guy to tell you. So, yeah, everybody has something, right? Something somewhere on their skin, whether it's a scar, or it's a brown spot, or a white spot, or a pimple or whatever. They got something, which makes you very important because everybody's got something wrong with their skin.
He's very popular.
He is very popular. I want to talk about the M's. We didn't get to the M's last time. So walk us through some of the M's.
So melanoma is a very important condition. It's a cause of serious morbidity and mortality in
mean you're going to die, people.
More M's.
More M's.
So it's a cancer of the pigment-making cells of the skin. And so it has been tied to genetic predisposition.
Yeah.
People with red hair might be at a little bit more risk.
Isn't it the whiter you are, the more at risk you are?
Certainly, that is a factor.
I'm pretty white.
Being pretty pale.
You are.
But that doesn't mean we don't see melanoma in people with darker skin. In fact, acral lentiginous melanoma, type on the hands and feet, is common in
it kills them.
Certain individuals. Yeah, it's not a good one because you find it late and then it's
wait,
harder to treat.
Why do you find it late?
Well, people don't look at their feet.
So is this the kind you usually get between your toes?
Feet, yes.
You hear about this all the time, that doctors don't look between
that's
the toes
right.
And then they have something that's going to kill them.
I think you should
that's
take
right.
your shoes off.
You'd get killed.
More M&Ms?
Yeah.
But the earlier you catch melanoma, the better the outcome. So
okay.
Get those moles checked.
So since we have the DermPath guy here.
Yes.
Right? And he's my junior by probably a couple decades.
He just looks good.
Yeah, he's taking
I'm staying young.
He's got kids in college.
Oh, okay. Well, then he's probably close by. You know, back in the day, we used to have these things called atypical nevi, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And then
are those little blue things?
No, they're just kind of like funky moles, right? And so, you know, you take them off and you tell the patient, says, well, you had a little atypical nevus, but it's not melanoma. And then they came back and they reclassified them, and now they call them melanomas.
You know, so back in my day, you got melanoma, it wasn't a good thing. The five-year survival rate was probably less than 10%. And nowadays, you know, the derm and the oncologist like, oh, well, the survival rate's now up to 50%. It's like, yeah, because you threw in all these benign things and you changed the nomenclature type deal, right? So a lot of times people, and I have to get the diagnosis of melanoma, and they're overly anxious about it, right. And they've got a, you know, Breslow's one, whatever. It's like, it's a funky mole. It's no big deal, right?
Well, any melanoma is serious, but you're right. There are a lot of moles that get classified with this label of dysplastic or atypical. These are moles that are in a gray area that the pathologist is saying, you know, it doesn't look like melanoma yet, but it's good to maybe take a little bit extra out or something like that. But you're right. It does sort of cloud the figures a little bit, and maybe we're getting a little aggressive about taking off.
Yeah, let's talk about aggressive.
Well, or how about ways can we screen without having to, you know, do excisional biopsies and stick it under a slide? So I know some people use fluorescent type lamps to look for skin changes. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
I think the best two things to talk about as far as screening for melanoma are the A, B, C, D, E rule.
Which I was taught 35 years ago,
it's
right?
It's still good.
Right, except they added E.
I don't remember E.
The D is diameter, and I don't even know what E is.
E is evolution, a changing mole.
So go through the beginning.
So asymmetry, if it's got an asymmetrical look to it, one
so
half
it's not
is different
circle.
Than the other.
Funky shaped.
Border,
funky shape.
If the border is scalloped or notched or something like that, that's bad. C is color. If it has more than two colors in it.
The classic all-American lesion, right?
Right. And then D is diameter, like you said, greater than 6 millimeters is the cutoff that has been used.
I tell them the eraser on a pencil.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. And then E is evolution, so change. If it's growing, changing shape, changing color, getting a sore.
Because a normal-looking mole could turn into
it's infrequent. Most melanomas arise in normal skin, so
unpigmented skin. Right?
Yeah. Well, different types of melanomas. You get the lentigo maligna type, the big brown spot on your 80-year-old. That's on sun-damaged skin. But, right, the classic melanoma arises on non-sun-damaged skin.
Point is, it can occur in areas that haven't necessarily been exposed.
Nope.
And, you know, so people say, you know, I got it on my backside, on my buttocks, and not many people were running around getting tan on their buttocks.
That's right.
So
exactly
they assume because it's not in a sun-exposed area that that can't be bad. And that's wrong.
But
and then the flip side is you get the ones that are in sun-exposed areas. They come and say it's gotten darker. And it's like, yeah, you just got back from 2 weeks in Cabo.
Exactly.
Everything got darker, right?
Right. That's right. The other sign is the ugly duckling sign. If you see a mole that looks not like your other moles, that's one to get checked out.
So I call that my poolside test. It's like, dude, if you walk next to me at the pool, would I pull you over and say, you need to get that looked at?
I like that.
Have you done that before?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just like in the gym, and, you know, you're changing, and you'll see the guys, and you'll say, you know, have you had your skin examined? And, you know, I used to go work out, was right at the end of, like, old guy swim class, and so there's, like, these 90-year-olds in there getting
dressed.
This is
getting creepy, but.
You know, and I mean, these guys.
Everyone got a visual. Anybody else creeped out by this?
These guys look like the bottom of a boat that had been moored for 20 years. They had so many, you know, barnacles growing on them.
Yeah.
And, you know, but there were a couple of times I was like, you know, is that, oh, and then, invariably they said, yes, my doctor's aware of it. They're watching it, so.
Yeah, they're watching me die.
Yeah.
We're just going to watch that.
That's right.
All right, but then the flip side of that is when they do more than watch it. I mean, I myself can attest to this because I had this spot underneath my eye. I was in Hawaii with my husband, Walter, and he leans across the table at dinner and says, "You have skin cancer. You got to see the doctor."
Such sweet pillow talk.
I know, right? You got to see the doctor as soon as you get back. You got to get that taken off of. You got to see plastic. So he's like on and on. So I go see this dermatologist. I should have come to see you, Ryan. I go see this dermatologist and she says, "Well, you know, I'm filling in because the other dermatologist is on maternity leave, and I think we're just going to watch that." So I go home. Walter's like, "What do you mean watch it? We're going to watch you die."
So then
I go back after the person comes back from maternity leave, and she's like, "Yeah, we got to cut that out." I'm like, "Okay." And then she goes, but I have to send you somewhere because it's a big deal. They did something called a Mohs procedure. Mm-hmm. They took half my face off.
Is it like Larry Curly and then
Yes, Mo? And then Mo. And I'm not kidding. Giant hole about the size of a quarter. And I made the mistake of saying, can I see it before you sew it up?
Oh, no.
I literally thought I was going to die. Like, I'm like, you took half my face. But then a plastic sewed it up.
It's grown back nicely, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know.
You didn't know?
I didn't know.
Whatever.
No, I'm serious.
I call it my Frankenstein. It looks like a little teardrop.
I do not understand why they repaired it.
Yeah,
top
up and down.
Bottom.
Yeah, can you explain that? Because normally wouldn't you go with the lines?
They go with skin tension lines, depending on, you know, where there's tissue to move in. On the face, it's a little bit tricky sometimes. When they do the Mohs procedure and they then close the wound that they've created, it's actually a tissue-sparing procedure. So they would have taken more, except they got it clear with less of a margin.
Yeah.
And then they go
it's easy to do when you take the whole face off.
but they move the tissue where they can get tissue where it's lax to where it's tight. So they do it the way they need to get the best cosmetic result.
So I got a line straight up and down right underneath my eye, which
you
think would be
her out of her misery. Will you look at this and just say, you have no idea what it's like to be me and have to deal with this all the time.
Looks great. Nothing's coming back.
Thank you. And can you mean it when you tell her, please?
All right. We're going to keep you on because after we do Medical Mania Trivia, I really want to get to vitiligo because a lot of people want to know about that.
Oh, yeah.
It's something that's not talked about a lot.
For sure.
So I'm glad you're going to hang around. And then there's an interesting case you had I want to hear about too. Just before we go to the break, vitiligo, give us a textbook one like sentence definition.
So vitiligo is a disease where you get white spots on your skin because you lose your pigment making cells. Those same cells that turn into melanoma, they can be lost due to an autoimmune condition.
So is this what Michael Jackson had?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson's white spots. We come back and grab a pen. 844-WELL-100 is the number you're going to need if you want to play Dementia Defender, the riddle of the day, coming up at the end of this and every single show that we do.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, bonds, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hundred in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young Radio Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, we're just coming back from a show all about your skin. And if you want to listen to it in its entirety and you missed the beginning, you can always find the podcast version of Staying Young Show 2.0 in all the podcast directories. We've got Dr. Ryan Hick in the studio with us, dermatologist, dermatopathologist. So we're going to cover a couple things on dermatology before the end of the show. But again, always find our shows through social media as well. You can follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, today we have Dale Selgraf, and he is a Texas boy. I love those Texas boys. They generally do really well. Not that I'm biased to Texas or anything, but Dale, just a reminder, this is how we're going to play. We're going to do five questions. We have some guest hosts here in the studio, so have some fun with us. We don't expect you to get them all right, but we do expect you to have some fun. And you're playing for prizes today, and what you're going to get is some Stay Young vitamins out of the Stay Young vitamin line. If you're really good at this, we'll send you out some Lifeline stem cell cream. We're talking about skin, and nothing does your skin more good than Lifeline stem cell cream. Are you ready to play, Dale?
Yes, I am.
All right, I'm going to give you the first one. Blood cells are produced in the bodies, A, kidneys, B, bone marrow, or C, heart.
It would be B, bone marrow.
Very good. All right, here's the next one.
All right, this is Jennifer. Thanks for playing, Dale. Number two, the body needs what to produce vitamin D?
Sunshine.
Woo! Dale, I told you these Texas people are really good.
Love me some cowboy.
All right, Dale, true or false, tears come from the tear ducts.
It might be a trick question. Might. Who wrote this question? I don't know.
tears come from the tear duct. False.
Yeah.
That's correct. Yeah.
Very good.
They come from the lacrimal gland, but I guess they come down the tear ducts, right?
I'm impressed.
So if you got it wrong, we were still going to give you credit. Just for the record. All right. The body's heat and energy is largely produced by A, the muscles, B, the blood, or C, the skin. The body's heat and energy.
Yeah, could you repeat those answers one more time?
Okay, the body's heat and energy are largely produced by the muscles, the blood, or the skin. If you want to heat your body up, you need to do what?
muscles.
No, very good.
There you go.
You're Googling it, are you?
No,
on my computer.
I just had to think.
Well, I could feel the things turning, the wheels turning, right?
You thought through it. I like
yes.
it.
And you didn't even phone a friend.
Smarter than the average bear.
No.
Last one. You have 4 for 4. So if you get this one, you're going to get some vitamins out of the Stay Young vitamin line, and you're also going to get Lifeline if you get this one right.
All right. The
good.
Body's entire organ system is mapped out on the A, feet, B, hands, or C, both the feet and the hands.
The body's entire organ system's mapped out where? The feet, the hands, or both the feet and the hands?
He's Googling, I can tell.
Don't Google, Dale.
No, this is hard. I'm going to say both.
Yes!
Yes!
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
You win. Okay, so we're going to send you out some age support multivitamins out of the Stay Young vitamin line. For those who are listening that want to pick that up, they can go to stayyoungamerica.com. We'll also send you out some Lifeline stem cell cream. And you're going to get younger and you're going to get healthier just because you played Medical Mania Trivia. Thank you, Dale.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, I want to just cover with Dr. Hick before we get him off here. I want to talk a little bit about vitiligo. That we mentioned this is what most people call Michael Jackson skin, right?
Right.
You get the white patches. So give us some, what is it? What do we do for it?
So like I said before, it's an autoimmune disease, actually. It's a condition where your own body's immune system is attacking those pigment-making cells, and so they die and they disappear from the skin, leaving white patches behind.
Wow, we could use that to treat melanoma, couldn't we?
No, you don't want to do that.
Why? Okay, what happens when you do that?
Well, I mean, you don't want an autoimmune disease, but I guess some of the new medicines that
dying.
Some of the new medicines that we're using, though, are immunomodulators that are basically
targeting based on
they're activating the immune system against the tumor. So in a way, I guess that's correct. You are kind of doing that, but.
Did you hear that? You got it. That's a correct. This happens to him all the time. He throws something out there that seems like kind of kooky, and then in a roundabout way, it was a really good idea.
Please don't say that on the air. There'll be no living with him.
It's interesting. Some people with vitiligo do have underlying thyroid disease.
Yeah.
There's some crossover in some of the
like Hashimoto's or what?
Yeah, something like that. Exactly. We treat this with topicals, a mix of topical steroids and actually UV light, something we often avoid in some patients, we give as medicine to these patients to try to re-stimulate the pigmentation of the skin.
And does it work?
It works. It works very well, except in certain locations. On the hands and feet, it's very hard to get the repigmentation to come back.
But on the hands and feet, generally, you don't have a lot of pigmentation.
You're talking about the backs.
The backs.
And the sides of the fingers. And it can be very troubling for a lot of people who have it because, I mean, the hands are one of the things that everybody sees when they see you. They see your face and your hands. So when people have vitiligo in those places, it can be quite concerning. There are some good cover-ups that match skin tone. So you can check with your department store makeup counter to see if they have any of these makeups cover that up.
So if you have a red skin, use green cover-up. What if you have this? You just get a color of the skin and match it?
Yeah, exactly. There's some really good foundation-like makeups that can be applied to the face or the hands or wherever you need to. If you're going for a job interview or to a party and you don't want people asking questions about it. That's something you can do.
I just tell them it's contagious. Glad to meet you.
It's not contagious.
No, it's not contagious. I could keep you on here for hours. There's so much to talk about.
All right. That music means it's time for Dementia Defender. Dementia Defender is home recovering from an illness. He's not going to croak, folks. He's going to be fine. So Alzheimer Al is here. Last week's riddle, what five-letter word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it? Short.
Why are you looking at me? Short in the eyes comes straight to me.
Subliminal suggestion, I guess.
That was a short joke.
Yeah, that was a short joke.
So this week's riddle is this. Everybody has some. You can lose some. You can gain some. You have to maintain a certain amount, and you cannot live without it. What is it?
Okay.
Again, everybody has some, you lose some, you gain some, you have to maintain a certain amount, and you cannot live without it. What is it?
Hmm.
I can think of several answers.
I was going to say, I just thought of two that I don't think are the ones you're going for. But here's what you do.
Relatives is what I thought of. But.
I had an X-rated answer.
You know, this is why this is my life. This is the show.
Relatives is not correct.
Not correct. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to call us 844-WELL-100. That number is toll-free, 844-WELL-100. And if you get it right, we're going to send you out a Stayin' Young Show t-shirt. So you got to give us the right answer and your shirt size, and then we need to know where to send the shirt. And if you actually get it wrong, you'll get a postcard from me. But do us a favor, leave us your phone number, because sometimes you rattle off those addresses and they're just a little too fast or a little hard to understand. We just want to clarify and make sure we get it out to you. But join us again next week, because you're going to get smarter and you're going to get healthier every time you're listening to the Stayin' Young Show.
That's it for today's episode of the Stayin' Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229, or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The man who appointed him to be Attorney General may think that the Russia investigation is a witch hunt, but the nominee himself, William Barr, tells a Senate panel at his confirmation hearing he doesn't share that opinion.
I believe it is in the best interest of everyone, the President, Congress, and the American people, that this matter be resolved by allowing the special counsel to complete his work.
Playing down a memo he wrote that was critical of the Russia investigation, Barr told senators that Robert Mueller should not be fired without cause. A federal court's blocking a White House plan to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census, the decision a victory for civil rights groups who argued the addition of the question into the survey would disenfranchise minority groups, but the Justice Department's expected to appeal. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Racial approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special. You'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Police in Kenya say some terrorists may still be inside an upscale hotel in Nairobi after an attack there hours ago. Somalia-based terrorist organization Al-Shabaab using social media to take credit for the attack that was carried out by at least four armed men who blew up several vehicles in a parking lot before storming the hotel with automatic weapons and explosives. Los Angeles public school teachers striking for the second day in a row. The president of the L.A. Teachers Union says tens of thousands of teachers, students, and parents will again be on the picket line today, demanding smaller class sizes, more nurses, more counselors, and higher wages for educators. Meanwhile, the Board of Supervisors in L.A. will vote on a motion this morning that seeks to identify millions in L.A. County funds that might be directed to the school district, at least to enhance health care for students. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to Light.